This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled against a law in Maine that excluded religious schools from receiving public money. Maine allowed public money to go to secular private schools for students without a public high school nearby, but the funding could not be used for religious private schools. The Supreme Court ruled that policy discriminated against religion. CPR's Jenny Brundine explains how the ruling might affect Colorado.
The ruling does not require states, remember, to offer funding to religious schools if they don't already fund private schools. And Colorado doesn't have a state-level voucher program, but that doesn't mean there couldn't be attempts to pass one in the future.
Five of the six conservative justices who overturned the law attended private religious schools. A growing number of landlords in Denver are considering converting old office buildings into apartments. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports on the latest example.
A Denver architect filed preliminary plans with the city to turn two downtown office buildings into residences. The designs add up to about 350 apartment units. Denver city officials are encouraging building owners to turn vacant office space into apartments. There's a lot of empty space these days as more companies embrace remote work. In the Central Business District, just 10% of commercial space is residential. Denver city planners say that could go as high as 40% over the next decade. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado's national parks brought in record revenue last year. The National Park Service says visitors spent $560 million in 2021. Park visitors spent the most on lodging, restaurant, and gas. The Pac-12 College Athletic Conference is pushing up negotiations for its next TV deal following the decision by UCLA and Southern California to leave the conference for the Big Ten. The conference's current media deal, which includes the University of Colorado, expires in 2024. UCLA and USC leave for the Big Ten that same year, knocking the Pac-12 out of the nation's second-largest media market. A good chance for thunderstorms along the Front Range this afternoon. This is CPR News.